This is Health First with Kathy Hart, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Shelley London. She's a contributor to the Family Dinner Health Project. And we've been learning how to draw families together and have better communication around the table. So welcome back. Is there any way you could give us some tips or ideas for managing the busy schedules to draw time together and create that space?
Absolutely. This is so common today. Families all over the world talk about the lack of time. And so a couple things. As I mentioned earlier, forget about perfect and think about what works best for your family. So some families, dinner really is not going to be great, but breakfast might be a time. We have things on our website to help you in 7 minutes have a meaningful breakfast with your family. Sometimes during the week isn't going to work, so pick a day on or an evening leisurely lunch on a weekend that might work for your family. But so one is find what works best for your family. Set a modest goal. If you're not having dinner at all now, don't say we're going to have dinner every night. Say once a week. Once every 2 weeks, pick something that's realistic for you and pick an amount of time that you say, yeah, we think we can do this. And what families tell us is once they do it once and it works, it gets easier and easier. They want to do it more and more because they realize how much fun they have together and the essence of their family comes through. One thing also we say, a lot of families today have sporting events. They're taking the kids to do soccer, whatever the game is. And some families are finding that incorporating family dinner with the game, in other words, maybe have a pre-game picnic or a post-game picnic. Some families, a meal is not going to be simple, but a late-night snack where the family can get together for a little while might be better.
Are you talking like a board game around the table or going out and play soccer before dinner?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
Are you thinking of everybody getting around the table and playing a game as well as eating, or like going out and physically playing a game of soccer or baseball or something?
Well, we're talking about playing a game around the table.
Okay.
Is one of the things we advise. But what I meant to say was a lot of families have sports teams that their kids are part of, and they say that their family is so programmed every day they're taking some kid to a game of one sort of another. And so then with that kind of a time constraint, to maybe say, let's have a picnic dinner after the children play the game. That's what I meant there. You know, mm-hmm, if sports are getting in the way, work with the sports, not against them.
That's great. That's just like the using the phone as well, bringing the phone in and showing a funny video instead of saying that phones are, you know, totally out.
Exactly.
So can you tell us how this project has changed some families? Have you followed some families and seen the changes?
We have. We've worked with so many families over the years, and they tell us what a difference it's made. I'm thinking of one family that where there was the mother and father were separated, and the father came back, and the girls had not been around the father for a long time, and there was so much tension at the table, and the father really, with the best of intentions, was making the girls feel tense at the dinner table with all his questions and so forth. And the girls, you know how teenagers sometimes do, they would get a little silly and they started burping at the table. And it would make the father mad and it created more tension. Well, what this family did, trying to say, how do you make something fun, they decided to create a family burp jar. And every time somebody burped, they put a little money into the burp jar. They made it into a joke instead of something punitive. And they used that money to go out and have a family activity. And just the act of taking something that had been tense into something that became a family activity and much lighter really eased the way for this family to start enjoying each other again. We have so many stories like this. I don't know how much time you have, but I could give you some other examples.
Yeah, we've got a few more minutes. So if there's some that come to your head, that's fine.
Sure. There was one family we had that I remember from a long time ago that they had teenage children. And this particular family did not have a dining room table. And what kids would go out and get fast food, and everyone would eat their own fast food meal in their bedroom. And the family didn't get together. So instead, they started to get together. They didn't have a dining room table, but they got together, they made food together, and they used music to bring the family together. So the kids, the teenagers, would bring songs to the table, and the parents would bring music. And they started bonding together over music. And that began a process of the family really enjoying their time together so much more. So there wasn't go to your room and eat by yourself. They wanted to be together. And we have lots and lots of stories about this, where families are making their time together, even if it's limited, they're making their time together more of an oasis, a place where they know that they're accepted and have fun and laughter and food that they enjoy.
Wow. Can you tell us a little bit about the publishing company that published the book, The Family Dinner Project?
Yes. So we are coming out with a new book that is on that is being released on October 1st, and you can pre-order it on Amazon, and it'll be available on IndieBound and Familius, which is the publishing company. And Familius is a publishing company that really has at its core families. And they became aware of the Family Dinner Project and all the work we do, and they came to us and said to us, would we write this book? And they know that more than 90% of all families want to have regular family dinners, but on any given night, only between 30 and 50% are doing so. And so they asked us if we would write a book. So we've written Eat, Laugh, Talk, a Family Dinner Playbook, and it's a real how-to book for today's overscheduled families, and it's arranged according in sections according to the obstacles that families face in having dinners together, and it's a week-by-week guide. So there's 52 weeks of an easy recipe that you can make fast, a conversation starter, a game you can play, and also a family story of how the families have themselves found ways to have wonderful dinners together despite the obstacles that they all face. And then we also have a chapter about the science, the reasons behind it, and a chapter in the book about how to have dinners with large crowds. You know, many of us have different family reunions or holiday dinners, and sometimes that's even more complex than everyday dinner. So we've got something in there for everybody, and we're really grateful to Familius for thinking to have us write this book.
Wow. So when you're thinking mostly of the Family Dinner Project, you're thinking of the just mom, dad, and kids. It's not the extended family in general.
No, actually, when we think the with Family Dinner Project, we think of families of all kinds.
Okay.
So, and we say family is who you make it. Mm-hmm. So if it's two friends, and that's your close, you know, that's your chosen family, let's say, that's good. If you're an extended family, that's good. If you're a mom, a dad, and kids, that's good. If you, whatever it is, it's your definition of family. But what we're trying to do is help whoever your family is for you to have the experience that gives all these wonderful physical, emotional, and academic benefits of dinner to any kind of family.
Do you have any little checklists just to keep things fun and healthy? Any things that just, any areas not to go to?
Well, we're all about avoiding things that you know will be in an argument.
Yeah. Well, in digestion, it takes a lot of energy and happiness and relaxation to digest, too.
Exactly. So I bet you have some tips of your own, too.
Well, we certainly do try and create a sattvic or a harmonious area to eat in where we don't bring things to the table that would cause indigestion. So we find a way to talk about those things after around, pick a different time for a meeting. But when we're eating, it should be a time of just relaxation and catching up, and leave the difficult things out of that dinner time project. So we've actually been getting together for Sunday dinners for decades and decades. And one thing with a lot of children, they do come back and they always want to know, oh, are you still having Sunday dinner? And, you know, can we bring friends? And it has become a thing that has bonded us together and created that sacred space where they know that everybody's welcome and the invitation is out there, and it gets pretty big sometimes, family dinner. And then a lot of people that come into it, they like to have family dinner for us, and we've just kind of adopted out and the family dinners move on. So I can see it being a great thing, but I love all the work behind it that you've done. You know, we've kind of done it in our own way, but you have a website, and can you tell us a little bit about your website and what we can glean from it?
Yes. Well, thank you for asking. And really, seriously, we should make your family one of our families of the month. But the familydinnerproject.org is the name of the website. And we're a nonprofit initiative that's part of Mass General Hospital in Boston. And on the website, you'll find everything from a four-week program, what to do if you're an organization who wants to bring the Family Dinner Project to your organization. And then there are tips for families for every day. So, for example, we have something called Dinner Tonight, which you could go any night of the year and find food, fun, and conversation, a conversation tip, a recipe, a game to play. So you could just come to the website any day, and you've got everything you need to have a dinner for that night. We also have family stories. We always have different family stories. We have conversation of the week where we give you ideas. We have expert advice. We have a newsletter that people can sign up for, and we have lots of tips about food, fun, and conversation, and ideas and advice. We have frequently asked questions, what to do if we have a picky eater, and, you know, lots of things like that, so that I'm hopeful that if you have any question about family dinner, I hope that we have what you need on our website to make it easy for you. It's all free, and as I said, it's nonprofit. And in fact, the author's proceeds from our book go to the nonprofit, the Family Dinner Project, to allow us to work in communities with families in particular need. We work with families families who have economic issues, who have family issues. We've worked with shelters. We've worked with lots of different organizations so that we can help families who have special needs as well.
Thank you so much, Shelley, and thank you for all your information on the Family Dinner Project. I hope everybody looks it up.
Well, thank you, and thanks so much for asking, and congratulations on all your family dinners. They sound terrific.
Good. You'll have to come someday.
Okay. I would love to. Thank you.
We're going to go to a quick break, and when we come back, we are going to be talking to Norbert Huser.